98.1 KZE. Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Jamie Patton. She's the director and an actor in Skeleton Crew, which is at Shadowland Stages. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It's really a pleasure. And you are, well, you wear a lot of hats in Skeleton Crew. You star in the production and you direct the production. So let me ask you this one question to start. Is it a challenge to direct yourself?
No. I'm directing my, not at all. And I'm doing an award-winning performance. No, seriously, it is a little challenging. Mm. Being that I have a lot of lines, a lot of monologues. I wouldn't call it the lead because it really is an ensemble production, okay. But she is very integral to the story, and she kind of anchors everyone. But, you know, the one trick I've learned, and I'm so thankful, I really don't like cell phones. I feel like I was born in the wrong era. Everyone's always on their phones. But I'm so thankful for right now for the video app on my phone. Mm. So what I do during rehearsals is just set my phone up on a tripod at the back of the theater so that I can see. I can have some perspective. So that really helps. And the artistic director, Brendan Burke, is my unofficial assistant director. So he's chimed in and helped out a lot. So it's going great. It's going a lot better than I thought.
Well, all the best to you. Now, Skeleton Crew explores the challenges, choices, and resilience of working class Americans during a time of economic upheaval, all brought to life by a talented cast and the skilled direction of our guest, Jamie Patton. So, Jamie, that was a big overall synopsis. Give us a little insight to what goes on in Skeleton Crew.
Well, this is the story takes place in Detroit, Michigan, 2008. And this is during the 2008, and this is during the United Auto Workers strike. Mm. And we visit this particular plant, the break room of this plant, where they stamp doors, and we see the crisis that unfolds as the workers are learning that they're going to shut the plant down, but management isn't telling them. So, I mean, it sounds like heavy stuff, but it's actually funny and a little heartbreaking at times, at least to me. And we got some wonderful actors, myself included, playing these roles, and they're all very tangible. It's going to be someone you know inside of these characters.
Well, that's what it sounds like. And even the title of the event, Skeleton Crew, you start with the skeleton inside of everyone, and there you go. We're all the same.
I like how you think. But, yeah, it's a skeleton crew because, you know, they're slowly getting rid of all the workers. You know, person by person, and we're left with, you know, a skeleton crew to try to finish all this production. And it's crazy because we see a lot of the same thing going on in the auto industry right now.
Yeah, 2008, 2023, it's kind of the same plight.
Mm-hmm. And I submitted this play 2 years ago.
Wow.
To Shadowland Stages. So the fact that they're doing it right now as we're in the middle of all this is very timely. And a lot of synchronicity going on here.
Well, that's what we love about the arts. When you have something that is worked on and is timeless, it's so incredible to see and witness. You feel it. You know, it's inside you. And something that's been around and a story that is timeless.
I mean, we hope someday that it won't be so timeless. That, you know, workers won't have to go on strike to get their fair share. But, you know, we're dealing in an age of corporate greed. All the money going towards the top. So, well, we keep fighting, right?
Yeah, we have to keep fighting. So how long has this play been in existence?
I believe it was first produced back in 2015. And then it went to Broadway, where Felicia Rashad, a lot of people know her as Claire Huxtable, mm-hmm. from The Cosby Show, she played the role that I'm playing.
Oh.
And it's such an honor because she's just, you know, she's magic.
She's a powerhouse. She's
magic, yeah. On the stage, not just on the camera, but on the stage. She actually taught me at Howard University.
Huh.
Wonderful teacher. She's been over there as the dean of the school for the past 3 years. She just left. Her contract was up, but
wow.
She's so generous with her information and her time. I keep in touch with her. I haven't spoken to her about this role, and I kind of didn't want to.
Huh.
I want to do my own take
yeah.
on it. And I'm playing a lot older than I actually am.
Huh.
So it's always been that way for me. I've been playing grandma since I was 16. So.
Well, if you had the opportunity, what would you ask Felicia? Like, would it be about acting or, like, the character? Where would you go?
I don't think I would ask her any. You know what? It's not what I would ask her. I know what she would say to me.
Hmm.
She would say, "Miss Patton, it is your character.
Hmm.
You do with it what you want. I did with it what I want, what I wanted." She's that way. She really empowers.
Hmm.
But she's so concise about everything. She won't give you a long speech or a big drawn out, you know, philosophy about it. She'll just say, "Nope, it's yours."
Hmm.
And it's kind of, you know, that's the beauty of Dominique's writing.
Yeah.
Dominique Marceau, who wrote it, she started out as a spoken word artist. So there's a lot of poetry in the language.
Like spoken word artist performing spoken
yes,
word? Like
performing.
Out. Yeah, cool.
Yes. She would do the slam poetry.
Yeah.
I actually, first time I worked with her was with the Hip Hop Theater Festival.
Huh.
And they were producing 10-minute plays. And we got to work on one of her plays.
Wow.
I worked on it as an actress. And now look at her. She's going to she's been on Broadway, but she's taking another show to Broadway. She just did the book for Soul Train.
Mm. Wow.
Which is hitting Broadway soon. So, her language has a lot of poetry in it, but it's very, all the answers are there. It's very tangible.
Hmm.
You know, it's very incarnate. You can reach it easily. So that's what I love about her work. She just puts it right there in your face. She kind of reminds me of August Wilson a little bit with his writing.
So Skeleton Crew is running on from tonight.
Oh, yes.
Opening night.
we have our first preview tonight.
Oh, okay. So tonight's the preview, and then it runs through October 29th.
Yes.
And 8 o'clock tonight is a special occasion with pre-show festivities in the main lobby.
Yeah.
And the opening night performance. So what goes on with pre-show festivities?
Well, I hear there's going to be a little drinking going on, which is great. We're
going
to loosen the audience up so they can have a good time. But
yes.
I'm not sure. I kind of been out of the loop a little bit, trying to, you know, make sure I have these lines and make sure everything is good.
I'm sure.
But all the openings that I've been to at Shadowland, I've been coming up here since 2019. I did Jeff Daniels' Flint about the water crisis in Michigan, and all the openings are a lot of fun. The community really comes out and shows support, so I'm excited.
Yeah, well, we're really excited for the opening of Skeleton Crew, and tonight is the official event kickoff. I mean, there's no other way to put it, and it's going to be a great time, so get tickets. Be there a little early. Again, pre-show festivities start at 7:15. Skeleton Crew is on tonight through October 29th at Shadowland Stages. Do you know the exact address there?
I want to say 157 Canal Street. I'm pretty sure it's 157 Canal.
Okay.
Do you know where Gabby's restaurant is? It's a Mexican restaurant.
Right.
It's right next door.
Okay.
On the main stage. Because they have two theaters. They have the Black Box and they have the main stage. We're on the large main stage. So.
Okay. Well,
it's going to be a good time.
Jamie Patton, our guest of Skeleton Crew, which premieres tonight, Knock 'Em Dead. And do you have butterflies? Do you get nervous before the performance?
I don't.
Huh.
But I think I will tonight.
Oh.
I don't usually get butterflies, but I think I will tonight. And it's not, you know, a sense of nervousness. It's excitement.
Yeah.
Because this is the first time on such a large stage that I'm directing and acting in something. And I'm so thankful to have the opportunity.
Well, as we say, knock 'em dead, Jamie.
Thank you so much.
All right, all the best. And folks, get tickets. Don't miss out. Shadowland Stages Skeleton Crew on tonight at 8 o'clock. It's premiere through the 29th. And you can get information by visiting shadowlandstages.org. And thanks, Jamie. All the best to you and the performances. And maybe I can come out and check it out. I'd love that.
I hope you come and see it. Please come and see it. It's so worthy of an audience. And I'm not just saying it because I'm in it. It's really good.
That hooks me. I want to go.
Sure.
All right.
Come through. Come through.
All right. All the best, Jamie.
Take care.
Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Jamie Patton, our guest. I'm Rick. We'll be right back after these very important messages.